This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Day three of the Republican National Convention, and today J.D. Vance accepts his party's nomination for vice president. Yesterday, party unity was on display as Donald Trump's one-time rivals spoke, like Nikki Haley.
You don't have to agree with Trump 100% of the time to vote for him. Take it from me. I haven't always agreed with President Trump. But we agree more often than we disagree.
President Biden's back on the campaign trail. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's both aiming to calm divisive rhetoric on both sides and draw distinctions with Trump.
Just because we must lower the temperature and our politics is related to violence, it doesn't mean we should stop telling the truth.
At the NAACP convention in Las Vegas, the president said Trump's administration was hell for black Americans, a key Democrat voting bloc, while seizing on Trump recently referring to black jobs.
I love his phrase.
Noting it says a lot about Trump's character.
Folks, I know what a black job is. It's a vice president of the United States.
Referring to Kamala Harris, whom he says could be president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
That fierce heat is still plaguing much of the nation, parts of the Northwest and areas in the center of the nation and the East. A high of 96 in Baltimore today. Overseas, authorities in Thailand say initial autopsy results show traces of cyanide in the blood of six Vietnamese and American guests at a Bangkok luxury hotel, and one of them is believed to have poisoned the others over a bad investment. This is AP News. A convicted killer has been spared execution for now in Texas.
The U.S. Supreme Court granted a stay of execution for a Texas man shortly before his planned lethal injection in the killing of an elderly woman decades ago. The nation's high court issued the stay about 20 minutes before Ruben Gutierrez was to have been taken to the Huntsville, Texas death chamber for execution. The 47-year-old inmate was condemned for the 1998 stabbing of 85-year-old Escolastica Harrison. Gutierrez said he did not kill the woman and his long-sought DNA testing he claims would help prove he had no role in her death. The brief order from the High Court said its stay of execution would remain in effect until the justices decide whether they should review his appeal request. I'm Haya Panjwani.
An overcrowded men's prison in California was running on emergency generator power yesterday for a third day after a power outage. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.